Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone doing today? Give this a few minutes as Facebook and YouTube let people know that we are live for day 7, the final day of understanding your shadows. Can you believe it? I cannot. This is nuts. I am honored, humbled. I am so grateful for these last 7 days. I have learned so much about myself, and I am so glad that you have been able here to join me, and I hope that you've learned just as much about yourself. So if you're joining me live, make sure that you grant StreamYard permission on Facebook to see your name. As well, let me know what you're sipping on. What are you drinking this morning? What is in your mug? What is brewing for you? I have water. I have lovely hydrating water. So let me know who's here. Say hello in the comment box below. And let me know what you are sipping on. It is Friday. Friday, Friday. Woohoo! Can't wait. All right. Well, as people start heading on in, we will begin Sit and Sip a While. I'm Karina, and welcome back to the Witches Inn. If by chance this happens to be the first time that you are joining me here today, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me. And if you are a generational witch here at the Witches Inn, thank you for being here. Thank you for constantly showing me support, showing me love, and stepping into and embracing your own journey, whatever that looks like to you. Sammy Joe is here sipping on an energy drink. I love it. No shame. I mean, it is what it is. They say, I know, not good for me. Hey, we all have our vices. And Bonnie is here with a beautiful smiley face. Hello. Welcome to day 7 of understanding your shadows. What's the story you wish to weave? Today we are looking at the root chakra. What is the root of the matter here? So our root chakra is located at the base of our spine. Think about that tip of your tailbone. This is where the root chakra is located. Now, if you want to kind of picture your spine as this beautiful tree, the root chakra is exactly that. It creates from that spine within your bone structure. You have these amazing legs that create stability for you, right? You can walk, you can run, and they create support. Now, going up the spine, we have this amazing trunk, which holds our sacral chakra, where those nutrients really start to brew and come into fruition. And then we have that solar plex chakra, which tells us, you know, yes, this is something that's worth doing. We often will get butterflies in our stomach here, connected to our heart chakra, which kind of, for me, holds memory of past experiences and starts to signal the upper chakra system. We then have the throat chakra, which kind of tells the rest of these upper chakras, what they need to do. It's the communication center, right, between all of this. We have the third eye, which creates our vision. And then we have the crown chakra, which allows for external, universal, cosmic, spirit, source, faith, God, whatever you call it, intuition to come through and create this a beautiful, beautiful experience within our bodies. Now, when we are not grounded, when we are not solid in our root foundation, all of this can kind of appear to be floaty. What we will hear often is that we have a head voice and a body voice. What we are looking to do and what we have kind of worked through over these last 7 days is connecting all of these chakras so they're not working individually, but instead they're working as a community together, really getting down to those root of the matter, right? That story that you've been telling yourself and really starting to understand what's the story that I wish to weave. So Nikki is here and they are saying thanks so, so much for presenting this series. It's been so helpful. And then the full range of the moon cycle, and I love it. Thank you, Nikki, for being here and committing time to yourself in order to understand your shadows even a little bit. At the beginning of this season, I asked you to drop expectation and to only take what resonates for yourself, leaving the rest. Know that at one point or at some point in your life, you may want to pick it up, but also knowing that not everything is meant for us, right? Our experiences, our stories, everything, not everything is meant for us. During these 7 days, we have learned the difference between discernment, what's my capacity for, and the difference between judgment. Why can't I hold this? Why am I tired? Why am I burnt out? We've also looked that our vision sometimes can be miscued, right, by these shadow aspects of self, that we oftentimes will create very elaborate stories of what's happening to us, why it's happening to us, and why we can't reach what we are trying to manifest in our lives. We've hopefully gotten to that root of the matter within that sacral chakra, allowing that creative center to expand and explore, so that when we got here at the root, we could really start to create a new foundation free of what held us back over these last 7 days. Now, again, I'm going to ask you to drop the expectation, drop the time frame in which, you know, you think, we think healing and this journey should take us, because I know it can be quite, it can take a while, and that healing is like an onion. It happens in layers. And yesterday we talked about that if we are the person within our generational cycle, right, that is willing to step out of these curses, that is willing to really claim that voice back for ourselves, that it's going to take us a lot longer because we are the change makers. We are creating that ripple effect out into our community, out into the generations that are coming. And I know in my head that the things that I would like to see grow and prosper might not come to fruition even within my lifetime. I am laying the foundation for future generations to come. I am creating and birthing the story. And I hope that along the way it changes and it morphs into something that's more complete, as more knowledge, as more education, as more experiences come forward, and they can, you know, my sister's line, but they can say, "Great Aunt Karina, this is what she did, and this is why I'm here. And you know what? Even removing myself from that, right? My past generation allowed that. My name doesn't need to be my legacy. My story doesn't need to be my legacy. The ripple effect that is created from how I approach every single day is what I would like to be my legacy. And this is the difference between an ego-driven life and a community-driven life. Reminding ourselves that we do need ego to like push us forward. We do need fear to let us know that we're on the right track, that something in our immediate facility is causing us a matter of unsafe, like not being safe. Well, I'm really having a struggle today with words, but that's okay. We'll roll with it. And knowing that we can talk to that fear, we can talk to that ego and go, is that true? Is that a true story? Or is this a past story influencing this? And so I get to create the foundation. I get to weave what's coming forward. So over the last 7 days, we've explored the depths of our shadows and the chakra system. And what I've discovered, what I've really come to know as truth with regards to what is that unmasked, authentic self, it's me living and breathing in my integrity. It's having hard situations come forward for me and going, am I going to give my power into this situation? Or am I going to hold my integrity? Am I going to hold my power? Am I going to hold my authority in myself, knowing that that not, might not be liked? Knowing that I might be called the witch in someone else's story? Knowing that as I'm learning how to create this foundation, as I'm learning how to step out into the life that my favorite life, not our best life, our favorite life, the one that we're excited to wake up to every morning, the one that, you know, and I mean, some days it might be, oh, okay, this is Groundhog Day, knowing that like I get to decide where I'm going. I get to decide through my integrity, whatever that might look like for me. Knowing that I have the heart and the mind and the capacity to say, yeah, you know what? That doesn't actually fit my story anymore. I was wrong. I learned new information today. Thank you so much for enlightening me. I'm going to take steps to change my way. We've seen this a lot in society, right? With regards to a very big emphasis on pronouns and proper identifying people through their how they choose to identify. We've seen a huge kickback of, you know, people saying, well, just fit into the norm, just fit into this. Like, why do you need to pave your own way? Because it matters to me. And so I'm going to hold my integrity, right? The root is also where we will, a lot of clients have come to me saying, I need to break my generational curse. There's a generational curse. I feel hexed. And while we sit together, I tell them, no, it's because you are standing in your sovereignty. It's because you are standing in your authority. And so the people that are around you, it triggers their demons. It triggers their shadow. It triggers their light that they're not willing to step into or maybe don't see for themselves. But that does not mean that you have to lower yourself in order to raise people up. No, instead stand in that integrity, stand in that knowing that like, this is me, this is who I am. You don't have to like it, but I'm not going to change. I'm not going to unmask or remask for you. So hopefully over these last 7 days, you have acquired skills to see where this story is playing a part in your life. Cat here. how the stories or the memories from your past 100% can influence how you would like to live in your integrity now, but that we don't need to get stuck in those stories. We allow for the emotions to come forward. We allow for that knowledge, that intuitive body knowledge that comes through within these shadows, within these less desirable memories, within these less desirable feelings, emotions, but we don't get stuck there. We go, okay, that happened. And now where am I going? Understanding that there are going to be moments in time where the story is still playing out, and we're discovering, we're leaning into and moving away from different cycles and patterns, right? So today, what I thought I would do in order to really help integrate this experience for you and to allow for that grounding to happen, so we're not feeling so flighty, so that we're not going, wow, that was a lot of information over 7 days. And yes, it was a lot of information over 7 days. Grounding down to our experience and doing an I am meditation. What I'd like you to do is, if you're driving, please don't do this. Make sure you are safe. But if you are in a safe, comfortable space, either standing, sitting, either in a chair or on the floor, allowing your feet or your sits bone or your body to really relax into the ground. Really feeling, if you're sitting in a chair or you're sitting on a couch, maybe you have a wall against your back, feeling that safety that comes from the support from that couch, chair, wall, whatever that might be. If you're standing, perhaps you don't want to stand just like mid room. Maybe you actually want to go and stand against a wall. And again, I'd like you to really feel that safety. And picture it as Gaia, as Earth holding you in place. And if it feels good for you, I'd like you to close your eyes. And I'd like you to start breathing down into your diaphragm. We're going to take a moment. And those who are already situated, begin to breathe into that diaphragm. And those who are just getting situated, taking your time, knowing that you will have the replay, that you can come back to this at any time. So breathing into that diaphragm, if you haven't yet, rolling your shoulders up and onto your back instead of away from your ears or up by your ears. Inhale, rolling them up, and exhale, rolling them back onto your back. If it feels good, placing your hand on your heart and a hand on your stomach, either on your sacral or solar plex. Feeling that belly expand and retract with each inhale and exhale. Letting out a pony breath, a sigh, or a flutter. Letting each breath completely escape your body. And slowly and intentionally inhaling into that diaphragm. What What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to picture roots either at the bottom of your feet if you're standing, or coming from your tailbone at that tippy top of that tailbone, spreading down into the earth. If you live in an apartment or you're on a second or third floor of a building, just imagine that these roots are going through. They're so powerful. They know exactly where they need to go in order to get their nutrients. So they're going to travel and they're going to go all the way down and meet the earth. Allowing these roots to spread wide and far, not being afraid that you are taking up too much space, not being afraid that it's going to intrude on other people's, you know, root system. Instead, if you happen to meet another root system, intermingling with them, welcoming it to share space with you as it's welcoming you to share space with it. And now that your root system is strong and steady, I'd love you to picture a red ruby glow that's coming from the base of your spine. Know this as your root chakra. Allow that energy to grow. And again, not worrying about how much space it might be taking up in your internal or external body. Just allowing it to be and grow how it needs to be and grow. And as this amazing and bright ruby red glow continues to grow, I'd like you to repeat after me. I am worthy of weaving a story that creates a strong, healthy foundation for myself. I am worthy of weaving a strong, healthy foundation for self. I am a change maker. I am a change maker. Allow these two statements to resonate and penetrate that root chakra, creating this strong, healthy foundation for the stories that you will be weaving in the coming months and coming years, knowing that you are a change maker. Now I'd like you to move up into your womb space or sacral chakra. Here, I'd like you to imagine a small fire that's burning. If you are a womb holder, you can picture this in the center of your womb. And if you no longer have a womb or are not a womb holder, picturing this fire in between your hip bones, right in the center. And it's growing and it's dancing and it's celebrating the beauty of life, the creation of life. Again, not being worried that it's taking up too much space or that it's going to intrude on anything in your internal or external world. If it does happen to meet other aspects of self, they intermingle and they get along fine. And as the sacral chakra fire grows and glows, I'd like you to repeat after me. I am worthy of creation. I am worthy of creation. I am worthy of a life that I am passionate about. I am worthy of a life that I am passionate about. And as you allow these words to penetrate into your sacral chakra, I'd like you to know and feel within this sacral chakra womb space that you are worthy of creating a life in which you are passionate about. That it is not too much. That it is just perfect in all its imperfections for you. Breathing into the space and allowing it to fill you with gratitude. And then let's move up to the solar plex chakra. Here, I'd love for you to picture a bright sun, perhaps even your inner child, a younger version of self joins you here in your solar plexus. This sun and this inner child are playing on a warm day in maybe one of your favorite places by a creek or a tree. There is abundance and there is so much joy and gratitude here. And again, we aren't going to worry that this vision, that this feeling is too much or takes up too much space in the internal or external body. We're going to know that it is mingling with all the other chakras in just the best way. And here I'd like you to repeat after me. I am worthy of joy. I am worthy of joy. I am capable of bringing joy into my life. I am capable of bringing joy into my life. I am gratitude. I am gratitude. And as these sayings begin to penetrate that solar plex chakra, and as the bottom three chakras, the root, the sacral, and the solar plex begin to intermingle and combine and align with one another, know that you are worthy of the story that you wish to weave, that you are allowed to create a life full of passion and joy, and that you are capable of sustaining this within your life. Breathe into these bottom three chakras. Knowing you are worthy. Moving up into our heart chakra now. I'd love you to just picture a beautiful green glow. The heart chakra is represented by green. I'd love for you to try and fill your entire body with this green glow. And if you can't, that's okay. But I'd love for you to see how much love radiates throughout your body. I'd love for you to see that the love in which you show others is a direct reflection of how much love you hold in your body, and that that love can therefore nurture you. And I'd like you to repeat after me, I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of forgiving myself. I am worthy of forgiving myself. And know that as these words penetrate to this heart chakra, that you are love and that you are worthy of forgiveness, of all the love that you have given, and that now it is time to turn that love inwards and start nurturing your foundation, nurturing your creative passion, nurturing that joy through a place of love for self. Allowing this to sit and mingle with those other three chakras. We're going to head up to the throat chakra here. And I'd like everyone to take a big swallow, pushing down any fear that may have arisen from those root, sacral, solar plex, and heart chakras. Perhaps if the swallow doesn't work, letting out a sigh. Knowing that at any time you can return to that practice. I'd like you to picture a blue light. A blue light that's as cool and calm as a lake on a beautiful summer day. It's washing over your throat chakra, heading up into your nasal passages and into your ears, and just creating this really cool and calming effect, allowing you to know that whenever you feel the need to assert your voice, whenever you feel the need to speak up or speak out or speak your truth in any manner, you will do so in a calm and clear, articulated way. Knowing that you understand yourself, You understand your journey. You know the stories that you tell, the truths that you tell are yours to hold. And here, I would like you to repeat after me. I am worthy of speaking my truth. I am worthy of speaking my truth. And allowing that feeling to wash over you just like that cool, calm feeling of a lake on a hot summer's day. Moving up to that third eye chakra. Create a vision in your mind that speaks to you about joy, happiness, love, abundance, gratitude, forgiveness. Perhaps this is a vision of yourself living your most favorite life. Perhaps this is another person that allows you and sees you in your strong foundation. And hold that in your mind's eye. Know that at any time that you find yourself doubting your vision, blocking your manifestations, that you can come back to this vision here, this one that you're holding in your mind right now, this person, this place, this thing, yourself that you see in your third eye, your third eye chakra. Okay. That they will hold you. They will see you for all that you are creating and who you are being. And I'd like you to repeat after me here. I am worthy of my goals and dreams. I am worthy of my goals and dreams. Allowing this feeling, allowing this knowing to drop down through that spinal cord, connecting to the throat chakra so that you may speak your dreams. Dropping into the heart chakra so that past experiences can help you navigate stronger foundations for this dream. Going into the solar plexus, knowing when rest and cycles and patterns arise, that you will take them, that you will look through them, and that you won't stall in your dreams. However, you will be embracing the journey of your dreams. Knowing that your dreams are started within the sacral chakra and that you have created a strong foundation for them to come to fruition. And finally, heading up into that crown chakra. Knowing that your ancestors, knowing that your faith in self, knowing that the external intuition, the synchronicities, the signs that come to you are a validation of your experience that you are creating, that you are weaving out into the world, helping you along this pathway forward. And here, I would like you to speak whatever comes to mind. I am. What are you? I am strong. I am living in my integrity. I am living with an open heart. I am living in my abundance. I am a change maker. I am a ripple effect. I am me. I'm taking a few minutes now, breathing again throughout your body. Allowing the feelings and sensations of this activation, of this grounding meditation, to anchor you in place, holding you in your power, holding you in your integrity, holding you in your knowing of self. Feeling the connection between your root, sacral, solar plex, heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakra. Knowing that they all work together in order to help you manifest and weave stories into creation. Allowing your breath to deepen now. Creating movement and noise within your breath and in your body. Letting any reminiscent feelings, tension leave as you exhale. Connecting that head and body into one. Begin to wiggle your toes. Begin to move your legs. Begin to swivel your hips. Move your arms. Roll your shoulders. Allow your head to move side to side. And if it feels good, physically patting different parts of your body in order to help you to wake up, to connect this breath and these chakra systems together. And when it feels good, opening your eyes, continuing to touch your own body, helping you ground back into that self. I like to, rub my thighs. It helps wake me up. It helps remind me of the grounding that I am here. And know that you are safe and fully back and present in your body. I want to thank you all again for joining me over this 7-day journey of understanding your shadows. I want to thank you again for listening to the stories in which I weaved to help you understand and further integrate your experience over these last 7 days. What I would love for you now is for you to tell your stories, for you to be held in a safe container that honors and welcomes your integrity, that sees you in all your glory, and knows that the witch that you are awakening within yourself is a change maker. So if you haven't yet, I invite you on an additional 5-week journey of awakening the witch within, where we'll dive into your stories in community, through movement, through witnessing, and through shared experiences, so that you aren't living a life that's head and body. Instead, it is source, it is spirit, it is you, it is that inner witch living fully embodied in their life. We begin November 12th. And if you have signed up for Understanding Your Shadows, you have a coupon code that is good until tomorrow midnight. And then that coupon code will go. Sliding scale after that is available, but signing up for through Understanding Your Shadows using this coupon code is going to be the best sliding scale for those that may need extra resources, right? If for any reason, even that sliding scale is too much, please message me. Please let me know that you might need a payment plan. Please let me know that there might be another way in which an energy exchange can happen. I want this work to be for everyone. Knowing I know I will get fed. I know that what I need will be there, as does Stephanie. So I welcome you to join us on this journey to awakening the witch within. Genevieve, you are so welcome. I'm going to end today, but know that you have brought so much abundance. You have brought so much. You have allowed me to feel so much gratitude within myself. You have been such an amazing mirror to see my own shadows and to work through this journey of understanding your shadows with self. I am forever, forever grateful. So until we meet again, I'm Karina. This is The Witches Inn, and this was the 7-day journey to understanding your shadows. Thank you so much. Bye.